I was reading Vrindavan Mani Mamrita, and Prabodhananda Saraswati said, within the splendid ocean of light manifested from the beach syllable of the Kama Gayatri Mantra, the sweet abode of Vrindavan is manifest. So it's hard for me to understand that. The whole spiritual abode exists in this one syllable. I think also here, in Brahma Sanita also
we see trees, flowers, fruits are not seen. But you know that if it is seen, that's seen. So this is seen. From that means Krishna, Gopi, Radhika, all kinds of yoga, and everything is in there. By worshipping this mantra for a long time, if the sprout will come, then lips will come, so many lips will come, then flowers will come, at last fruit, and after that it will be ripened, and it will be very tasteful for Krishna. This manifest and remnants in the manifest. But it will take a process, a long time.
Many lifetimes.
When we remember always this mantra, that we are proud, that kind of Nishtha will come, Vichy will come, Nashakti will come, Bhav will come, Sthai Bhav will come, and then everything will come. And then two kinds of lips will come. At last, very beautiful fruit will be seen, but it will not ripe.
No.
Not right.
But
Pacha.
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 Unripe.
And then half right. Half right. And half unripe. And after that, it will ripe. Fragrant will come out. Very tasteful. That Krishna soup will test it.
Is that fruit coming from our heart, from chanting?
By that mantra.
By that mantra.
Not from.
Not.
So you will have to practice everything you come out.
Then in the Brahma Samhita I was reading yesterday, talking about the Gopal Mantra, and Bhaktisiddhanta said that this Gopal Mantra, it fulfills all desires. And he says, in the case of the devotee who is mixed, this mantra fulfills his heart's desires also. Does that mean it gives some material benefit? I can't understand how this mantra would give some material benefit.
It can give material desires. It can also give mukti. And it will also give Vaikunth prem. And it will give Braj prem. And mukti. What do you desire to do? So try to leave all the desires mainly mukti. Otherwise, you will be entangled in all this.
I thought that mantra would give only gopi prem.
Oh. If any man comes to me, you see, you have seen, panda comes to me, and I give them a little something. 1 rupee note, 2 rupee, 5, 10, 100, and then these girls, daughters come, I give him money, the siddhant of the now any. And if a jnani comes, I struggle with him. That Brahm is nothing, Gandhi says, it is opposite to all Sikh. So, if you have desire for all these things, the power will give you. And if you have no desire, then you go to them, then. You know, Kalpataru?
Desire to.
Desire tree. What is it? What we desire? If I want mango, it will give me. If I want plantain, it will give me. If I want a very good baby, so everything worldly can give me. But if I will tell her that give me Krishna prem, he will not give
me. Why not?
But because it is in Swarga, Kalpataru. And if you go to Vrindavan, anything from Tulsi to Kadamba, Kamal, everything, they will go to Krishna. They are more than this. Chintamani can give worldly things. It cannot give swarga. Chintamani. But to tell Krishna. But the flowers of Vrindavan, they can give Krishna. Anything.
In these prayers that Radha Kripa Pratasha prayed, that I was reading.
You read it?
Yes.
Read it carefully.
In one of the last prayers, it says that the practicing devotee who recites this dhava 100 times while situated in the waters of Radha Kund attains complete perfection in all the four purusharthas. And also, one attains the power by which everything spoken will come true. And one becomes.
Go to Radha, examine.
Shall I do this? Go and chant 100 times in Radha Kund. I'll do this.
The crocodile will come and carry you
big
to
the
open door.
Yes.
And yes.
So that's very good.
Very good.
Sadhi Palam Sele Avusadhu.
Otherwise, if you stand one night, Sabhi Dukam, cough and cold fever will attack you so hard.
So I'll go in the morning.
And then you will.
Pani se bani nikal paye. I'll go in the morning. I will go in the morning.
Morning time me jaake jaake.
When it will be so cold day.
No, I won't go when it's cold. Don't fight through that.
It is not so easy. Go and try one day.
I have tried.
Then you will be flat.
Yes. But I was wondering why these prayers would give the four Purusharthas. I thought, would just give Radha praying, Gopi praying.
If doing so, any calamity, anything comes. But if you are strict to follow daily 100 times, try to do it anywhere very easily, you can do 100 times. Practice here. Then go to here, Indradimna Sarova, Narendra Sarova. And in water like this and chant there. Then you do.
Could you chant some of the verses?
It is so hard.
You're chanting every day, I think, aren't you? You could just sing one verse.
You should chant it. Yeah. By the grace of these slots, you will realize yourself. Then you will be qualified to be a great person.
Then I had another question.
Yeah.
Some devotees, I see, they keep Lakshmi with their tulsi mala and bead bag.
This is also.
Sorry.
You have so much Lakshmi. You have come to India for Lakshmi?
No. I'm wondering if some offense to do that.
Yes, Lakshmi. You have to come to follow us.
Right.
We keep it. Have you seen?
No, I'm not seeing.
And why you are seeing that?
Because in ISKCON so many devotees do.
ISKCON? About more girls. They marry. Do you want to marry?
No.
They want to fly here and there. Do you want all these things?
Not anymore. Since I met you? No.
Then why you saw these things? You should not know. Lakshmi and Krishna, both together they cannot be. They can live only if the devotees of Uttam Mahabhava, like Yudhishthi Maharaj, like others, they can serve Krishna with all these things. But we can use it only for our learning. known about this. Let me see. This should take only good and good qualities of individual, not bad qualities.
In Prabodhananda Saraswati, he's also saying in Vrindavan Mahimamrita, if we offend the moving and non-moving residents of Vrindavan, we will not have the intelligence to see the truth. Mm-hmm. We will not have the intelligence to see the truth. We should not offend any living entities in Vrindavan.
Mm-hmm.
So, sometimes in my room, so many spiders are coming, so many ants are coming, rats are coming. I don't like living with all these creatures.
What do you do?
I chase them away. But they're residents of Vrindavan. They make the room so dirty. Do.
Eat them.
Am I making some offense to them?
That if everything is Satchidanandamaya, everything. Then we should not do all these things. But I think that it does not seem, like it. All the trees, rivers, bees, ants, everything else, such is empty. But we don't see it. We don't realize it. But if you see Jagannath Das or Vajnarak, Vajimahaprabhu, when he used to take Mahaprasadam in Thal, Thal, you know? Then so many wives of dogs, dog boys, dogs.
Puppy, little baby dogs.
Yeah. Used to come like this, with their tails like this, and used to come, and they used to take Mahaprasadam in the plate of Jagannath or Lakshmi.
While he was taking, he didn't mind.
He at first used to give Mahaprasadam to them, that their stomach were fulfilled, and they used to go here and there. Then he used to give very, very beautifully. Anytime if the servants of the devotees of Jagannath Prabhu Maharaj, they took them so outside, when Jagannath Das Maharaj used to live fast, I will not take Mahaprasadam while the boys are there. He used to count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because he was black, like blind, not blind. His puppies were up to here. Because he was 145, 44 years, 144 years age. So it all has come to here.
His eyebrows.
Now, not this.
Lips. Oh, eyelids.
Lips.
Lid.
Then We used to count them, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, where are you? 4th, where is? 6th, where is? When 10 will come in number, then we gladly used to give prasadam there and then. He has that sight, chinmay sight. Everything he sees, that they are chinmay. They are all very dear to Chaitanya. In Vrindavan, everything, every creepers and things are Chaitanya. But we have not. The ant will be cutting.
Yes.
But Jagannath Bhagavan Maharaj, no cutting. They will go from the here. Do anything, kill to them. The serpent will come to Jagannath Bhagavan and will come and he will ride on the coat of Jagannath Bhagavan Maharaj. Means he will do pranam to Jagannath Asa Maharaj and he will go. But to us, because we have not sight. So try to avoid them, not to do ill of any beast, any creeper, any beast. Okay?
Just one more question. Puri Vasi, he says, for my illness, I should offer puja to Jagannath.
Authority. But again.
One friend of mine, one Puri Vasi.
Puri Vasi.
He says, I should offer
puja. A friend of.
Of mine.
He told to you.
Yes.
What?
To get rid of my illness.
Huh?
To get rid of my illness. Illness.
Illness. For your illness.
I should offer puja to Jagannath.
Don't do.
I said, I ask Maharaj first.
No. You should give puja to Jagannath Dev for Krishna prema. You should not. Because any day you will die. So we should not do anything for our. We should take medicine. We should be careful that these roads should not come. But we should not worship Krishna, any god, or all bodies. We should chant and chant Vishan Hari Katha. You want to ask anything?
Representing the energy of creation, movement, and annihilation.
We don't follow all these things. These are very minor things.
I'd like to know
from the food dust of Jagannath Dev Krishna, all three things are done. Understand? जगन्नाथ जी के चरणों के धूलि से ही जगत का मेंटेनेंस सृष्टि और ध्वंस की होगी। जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा इसके लिए नहीं। थर्ड क्लास बोगस पर्सन थिंक लाइक सो। वी ओनली नो दैट कृष्ण इज वर्जन नंदन श्याम वी हैव गन टू द्वारका Mathura and then to Dwarka. Then he went to Kurukshetra. He went with his sister and brother, Baldev Prabhu and Subhadra. They are very dear to Krishna. He took money to misguide Lakshmi that I am not going alone to Raja. I will not meet gopis. I am going to meet my mother, Yashoda, and all Gopis. So you should live patiently, because I am going with Baladev and Subhadra. With them I cannot meet gopis. Only to make believe them. No? But when he went to Kurukshetra, he left Baladev and Subhadra and all others. And he met to her mother, his mother, and after that he met to gopis. And he promised that I am coming just now with you on your Manorath means the chariot of mine, and I will live with you and play with you in Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always knew Raja Brajangananda, Pratimanaha Tumi Sakshat Brajangananda. And when he saw Krishna, Baladev and Subhadra with him, he knew that I am coming to Kurukshetra and I am seeing Baladev and Subhadra also, but I will take Krishna only. Krishna has so many manifestations from Krishna Baladev Prabhu, from Baladev Mool Sankarsan, from Mool Sankarsan to Mahasankarsan, Mahasankarsan to Karnab Desai, from him Garbha Desai, then Shirodesai. From Kurodesai or Garbha Desai comes a Brahma, Kamsa, Shankar, and Vishnu, they are Abhishtatri, they offer generator means Brahma, and supporter, and destructor.
God.
No need of Krishna to do all these third class works. So don't listen to Pandas or anyone third class person. Try to listen Siddhanta with Vaishnava, Rasi, very close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then you will know. তোমরা এইদিকে চলে আসো, উপাধি শুটিং লাইক দিস হিস্ট্রি বিহাইন্ড ইট. When he became so old, he wrote, Gopal Guru wrote a Padhati of Krishna and Radha Bhajan, we will say. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had invented that system, and after that he became as Dhyan Chandra Padhati. Hastakadiya and mixed archan everything. So he was a very influenced acharya. was disciple of Bhakti Swarupananda. When he became so old, he told his disciples, especially to Dhyanchand, "Now I am going to my own master. I am going to Vrindavan." And everyone saw that his body is lying down and his atma went. But after some minutes, Dhyanchand became so worried that his Gurudev had entered in Nitya Nidhan and his body was given to Samadhi. After a month, anyone came from Vrindavan and told that I had sent to see Gopal Guru under Bhakshigar and he was chanting. He was weeping. So I told him that you are here and yes, I have come from you. So I have seen him, he told to Dhyanchandra. And Dhyanchandra was so feeling separation. When he heard that the Gurudev is in Vrindavan and Devi Bhajan, your Vanshivar, then he at once became ready to go there. In the meantime, so many Rajkarmachari officers and the king of the Prataputra Raja. At that time, Prataputra has gone. So his sons are in the king. They saw that this whole area is called Radha Kantma. At first it was in the Kashi Mishra Bhavan, it was, and under Kashi Mishra. Kashi Mishra had no son. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. Everyone knew that this Gopal Guru is the master of both lands and everything. And he will see this Deva of Bhagavan and he will manage everything. Now, when Gopal Guru went in his aprakat yuga, then Dhyanchandra was the disciple of Gopal Guru. Automatically he became the servant of Radha Kanhamata. But that king was so greedy. He saw that it was just first of Kashi Mishra, but Kashi Mishra has no son. And Kashi Mishra has not written any document. So it is ours. So he came with so many officers and his police, and told him, Dhyanchandra, that you will have to leave this place and go anywhere. This is king and the master of all things. And I will manage the service of Radha Kantan, Gambhira and Kriti. He was waiting for his Gurudev and feeling so separation. And now this calamity happened for them. What to do, what not to do. And in the meantime, we heard that the Guru Dev is there. So, without doing any management, what to do and not to do, he at once left his place and went to Vrindavan. At that time, a person in 2 months can go to reach there on foot, anyhow. And he went to Vanshiva and saw that his Guru Dev is. He flat, he became flat on the lotus feet of Guru Dev. You are very cheater. You have cheated us. We saw that you have left your body and we have given your black body in Samadhi. And we are now seeing that Hare Krishna in Vrindavan. I will not go there. I will also be here and serve you, and I will do that like you are doing. He told that, no, no, you should not be here. Then he told that you should go there and manage, because skilled persons are disturbing us, and they are ready to park up there. Kick out from this place. He said, don't worry about it. You should go and I will go there and tell him, and then I will return. In a moment, you should go. But you should do one thing. There is a neem in our garden where Haridas Thakur used to live. There is a neem tree. He told that now the neem tree is so much fat and it is written. So you should go and cut, you should cut it down and make a vigra from that neem tree. And you should keep it in Radha Kanta, in front of Radha Kanta. And you must know that I am there. What you will tell to me, and I will listen and do accordingly, and manage everything. By one body I am here, and secondly, in the Graham there. You can tell me anything, like personally you tell me. Then he came and from that tree, he ordered anyone who can come and Vikra was known, and he established there in front of Radha Kanta. After 2 days, King himself came and told that I have done wrong. My men will not come here. You should do everything management. You will not enter here in this. And you should go out. Dhanchandra Goswami felt it, realized that it may be that King Guru Dev has done it. He had ordered the king not to do so. But everything is easily solved. And from then, that vigra of Gopal Guru is served. Ye sab pratak chala hai. दस अटो का तो वो बकुल वाला था, उसके पास में कहीं और नहीं था। Understand something? How powerful was
do barulho. E quando ela chegou, ela top. And we fulfilled all things. If you want business, if you want Krishna business, he will give also Krishna. If you want to anything, he will at once. Don't worry. Today I'm saying that you are too much tired. No? Not at all. Whenever I put the way in, I'll give up from there.
So this morning we went to see Tota Gopina. Does he give some special benedictions that other deities can't give? Yes? What benedictions does he give?
He can give his service. What is the meaning of Gopinath? Who is Gopinath?
The master of the gopis, lord of the gopis.
No, no. Not master. Nath means pran. Life. Gopi life is Krishna. But what is his name? This is not a name. Like anyone tell that who are you? Anyone ask from anyone to you? They will ask that who is he, then what he will tell?
Who are you? Narayana Maharshi.
You are wrong. You will have to tell any relation between you and Maharshi. They will tell Narayana Maharaj, but they will tell that. No, this is relation, relativity. So there, relation between Krishna and gopis has been told. And this relation is so much high, so much high. So if you will go to Gopinath, he will give you the benediction that you can be as gopis are serving, you will also serve like that. He can be. Understand? And you will what? Unpowering.
Experience.
That Gopinath is giving you Krishna.
Yeah.
Will realize. Not now, but when time will come, you will realize.
Radha Shama Sundar in Vrindavan, he gives the same thing or no? Deity, other deities of Krishna, they give the same? No.
No. There is some difference. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit and Gopinath will give them from Satan Bhajan, he will give. So that you can easily have that thing. And there, Siddha Bhavi. Understand something? Yes, they are so much merciful that anyone will come, even blind in all these things, they will give eyes also. Patra also. Patra, you know. Patra.
Pot.
Pot, pot. And Amrita also.
Nectar.
Nectar also. Nectar is Krishna plant. There only Siddha person can go in Vrindavan. Gopinath people have not. But here there is something different. Anyone can go. Go and beg from Gopinath. And by asking from Gadadhar Pandit, who will do it?
Another question. The other day when we went to Ramananda Rai's house and we saw Madhavi's house, Siki Mahiti you were talking about, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada tells that Siki Mahiti and Madhavi were such great devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they don't tell any stories about Siki Mahiti. Just that one story of Madhavi with Chota Haridas.
Siki Mahiti was the main servant in Jagannath temple. He used to write everything, what money is coming and what is going to expenditure, and where money is wanted. And he used to manage all things. And he was a very great scholar. But we don't want Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time. He has no interest with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Siki Mahiti and his younger brother, they were very fond of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they wanted at that time that Siki Mahiti, who is the elder brother of both, should also bend towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But anyhow, he did not care for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They always used to tell something extraordinary things, extraordinary things about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he did not believe it at all. He thought that he is like an ordinary man, singing and how Prakash Kavar had it. When the expressing such modes, that sometimes like this, sometimes trembling, sometimes it is not extraordinary. One day, Siki Mahiti, Madhavi Devi, and his younger brother, both were sitting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once came in Jagannath temple. They both stood up and they fell on the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was watching Siki Mahiti. Why in Jagannath temple they are paying respect to this person? They are blind, not blind. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there. He is from Garuda Stambha. You know Garuda Stambha?
I've heard of it.
It's there. Right? And Siki Mahiti was seeing him very far away. In the meantime, he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking darshan of Jagannath at once went to the temple and mixed in Jagannath. At once, after that, sometime, a moment, he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of Jagannath And Jagannath is getting darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the next moment again he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is holding hands and ha Jagannath, ha Brajendranandan. Shantanu, where you are, where to go, how to. And again is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced Jagannath and they become one. And again he saw this about 10 times. Then he did like this, what I am saying. Then he could not understand anything. He saw that, oh, now I am thinking, I am realizing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath are one, same. Sometimes coming, out and sometimes, yes. He came and fell down in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What I am saying, Mahaprabhu blessed him and told that you have Krishna Bhakti. Then he became admirer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he saw and always thought that he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannath. And he is himself Krishna. But he wants to test the Radha more, so he will. Then younger brother and Madhavi Devi became so pleased that his brother has come in our place. And he became more than Madhavi Devi because he was blood person. Then he became one person. Rai Ramananda, Swarup Damodar and Sikhi Maiti, three. And Madhavi Devi half. Why half? Why half?
I heard because she's a woman, but...
No. This is the next fact.
Good.
This is the fact that half because he has Aswarji half towards Jagannath. No? Not Shuddha Parthi half. So he was counted in the half, but yet he has something, but not fully. Anandji? Now you should be satisfied. Don't question. Mother name is Krishna. So the half of Krishna is called Madana. Understand?
Did the Gadhar stay on in Puri long after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left? Gadadhara. He was worshipping Tota Gopina. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, did Gadadhara stay?
Only 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
After that, yes. He left also, went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Maharaj, Tota Gopinath and Gopinath Ji's two sakyas, right? Which one is it?
Lalita Krishna.
So, Pujari has told us about Rani and Lalita.
Everyone is looking at his hands like that.
Lalita.
He thinking Krishna and Krishna and he became like Krishna. His self was not changed, but his mood was changed. He at once became black and took the bansi and began to sing.
Were Jagadananda Pandit?
Aaj ka hai? Kis ke liye diya? Are kyun hai main? Aapne ek mahina.
Yeah. And so he met Ramananda Roy
And then the Brahmas, they were thinking that he's a Shudra. At the same time, then they were saying he's a Mahapandit, or he's a great person. So how come? And then they were serving him also. So how was that?
बोल रहे हैं कि जब चैतन्य महाप्रभु दक्षिण भारत की तरफ गए थे तो रामानंद राज ने कहा तो जो उनके साथ जो ब्राह्मण लोग थे वो सोच रहे थे कि रामानंद राज शूद्र व्यक्ति है लेकिन साथ ही सोच रहे थे कि वो महापंडित है तो व्हाट्स द क्वेश्चन तो कैसे ये दोनों को अलग अलग बात है
महापंडित मीन्स दे नो शास्त्र But they don't follow. So they are Mahapandit. But they could not understand the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raya. Why they are embracing themselves? And why they are weeping? And why they pray prayer? They could not. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being a sannyasi and Brahmin, And also, it was so Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But yet, how he touched the low caste, like Sutra. And Maharaj, Raya Ramananda was also a very big Pandit. He knew all Shastra. But why he is embracing with a Brahmin and Sannyasi, and like a young boy, he is weeping like a lady. He should be very great. And he was great, but now he is seen weeping and lamenting. What?
Rolling on the ground.
Rolling on the ground. Why? That is not right. But at the same time, they उनको कुछ सुकृति भी हुई।
Yeah, they got some benefit also.
By seeing that उनको
still they were serving Ramananda Roy, although he was a Shudra.
They were serving only in other mood, chanting, reciting. Slopes oh, and yes. giving Ashrivad
oh, yes.
for
getting on.
As I do.
Whereas in my modern life.
Very friendship.
What was the relationship between Jagadananda Pandit and Gadadhar?
The relation was like Krishna and
Shaktivinoda.
Jagadananda
and Gadadhar Pandit.
Now their relation was like Rukmini and Shaktivinoda. Gadadhar Pandit was like Rukmini. Shaktivinoda was like Only talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who did to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by reading Bhagavad?
Who did?
Only.
Chaturvedi. Gadadhar.
And he wanted to serve Krishna, Mahaprabhu.